For parents serving time behind bars, remaining close with their kids can be difficult. But as NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, one nonprofit works to help connect inmates in New Hampshire with their children simply through reading.
Duncan McDougall reads a lot of kids' books.
Do you think this airplane's going to go straight without the pilot? Let's find out.
Whoa.
And he's pretty good at it.
Where did it end up? In a tree. Does that mouse look happy or sad that it's in the tree? Yeah, he looks pretty bummed, doesn't he? Like, my plane, it's in a tree.
But this day, McDougall wasn't reading to an audience of toddlers. He was reading to a room full of inmates at the New Hampshire State Prison. McDougall is the executive director of the Children's Literacy Foundation, or CLIF. The organization works to connect inmates with their kids back home through reading. CLIF gives inmates children's books to send home to their kids and teaches them how to make it fun. He shares tips of inmates on how to use different voices, putting their children's names into the stories, and often asks the inmates to share as well.
What other books do you remember when you were a kid?
Curious George.
A lot of the Magic Treehouse series.
Magic Treehouse, Curious George, definitely a classic. And tons of those.
Clifford.
Yeah.
Are those positive memories, thinking back on those?
Yeah.
Those are the memories that you guys are creating every time you share books with your kids. And those are memories that, as you guys know, they last a lifetime.
This program, McDougall says, does more than create memories for kids. The parents benefit too.
There's a lot of research that shows that when inmates have strong family connections, they are much more likely to, once they leave prison, stay out and not come back.
McDougall has hosted reading seminars at every correctional facility in the state since 2004. He's had plenty of takers. Two-thirds of male inmates in New Hampshire have children younger than 18. Jason Eddy is one of them. Eddy was sentenced to 3 years in prison for a drug-related robbery back in 2015. He has two children, a 3-year-old named Callie and a 16-year-old named Austin. Through the CLIF program, Eddy has been given nearly a dozen brand new books to send home to his kids. He's put a little personal note in each.
Since Valentine's Day was just the other day, I just put Happy Valentine's Day, Princess. I love and miss you, love Daddy.
Eddie's also recorded himself reading to his kids. He then sends his tapes home to his children in Dublin, New Hampshire.
First time I read a book to her, I happened to call the night that she had gotten the package, and she had just opened it, and my wife put it in the CD player. And I could tell she was running around the house yelling, "That's my daddy!" And she was really proud, and it was cool. It felt good. It's not much we can do for our kids in here, and to make them feel that way was awesome.
I went to Eddie's wife's house earlier this month. His latest CD just arrived in the mail.
Hi, Callie. It's Daddy. All right, we'll start the book.
Okay, he's going to read it to you.
Do you want to come to the clubhouse? Just say Miska, Muska, Mickey Mouse.
Eddie's wife, Colleen, says their daughter listens to these tapes nonstop. After daycare, before bed, and even when you think she's not listening.
Daddy Bear.
I think that's what it is. It's just hearing his voice.
Daddy Bear tugged little
bit. It's like the security of having him.
You can do it, he whispered.
Eddie gets out in less than 4 months. He said he's learned a lot in prison about parenting and can't wait to put it all into practice.
I definitely want to spend more time with him. I didn't. The state of mind I was in, the drugs I was on, I wasn't even thinking of my kids. And when you're away from them for so long, it makes you think about them and what you want to do different. I just want to be with them.
And given how much his daughter Callie listens to his audio tapes, Eddie can expect to do a lot more reading when he returns in June. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.